Hello, everybody. Welcome to Singapore Leo's podcast, a lifestyle podcast covering everything under the sun happening on this big blue ball of ours. So hang back, relax, because here we go. On today's episode, we will be talking about a very Singapore-specific episode and subjects, because we just learned today that the Singapore government announced that they are not, in essence, going to Dorscone Red. Now, Dorscone is the disaster recovery standard or the five-star escalation mechanism which they have here in Singapore, which deals with the crisis management at a island level. And so they've announced new mechanisms, according to the Prime Minister, to break the circuit, to act as a circuit breaker. And that is enforcing closure of all workplaces except those who belong to the strategic industries and food and utilities and banks, etc. Everything else needs to close. Schools need to orchestrate dissemination of curriculum via internet means. So basically shutting down all non-essential, physically shutting down all non-essential gathering of individuals, which I think is a very commendable step on behalf of the Singapore government. I think on the part of the Singapore government, I think Singapore government has always been proactive rather than reactive. And I understand their reluctance to go to Dorscone Red because that would cause massive disruption in an open economy like Singapore, and an economy which depends upon trade to be at the point in time it is. So a very commendable step from the government, a very courageous step, a painful step nonetheless, but something which will definitely, and I totally agree. I've been saying this for a while now. If you could look through back to earlier episodes of the podcast, that there is a contagion prevalent in the world today. Unless we take stringent steps, the contagion is only going to increase. And what we've been seeing in the past 2 weeks in Singapore is that the contagion is becoming more stronger, 74, 73, 50, 65 cases per day. This step is very commendable. I, for one, am in favor of it. I think we all of us who are residents here in Singapore and residents globally need to follow, our government's instructions and be good civic citizens. So we keep ourselves, our families, our neighbors, and everybody else in society safe. That being said, I think we are reaching a milestone in this global pandemic, this global contagion. To be honest, like I said yesterday, and I said many times over in my earlier podcasts, we are now living in a connected world. And because of this connectivity, it is hard and painful for the rest of us when a substandard behavior in one part of the world inevitably affects us. Now, this virus originated in China, originated in Wuhan. For whatever reason, whether it was because of their culinary habits or it was because of quote-unquote other conspiratorial factors, nonetheless, this virus originated in China, the supply chain capital of the supply chain backbone of the world. And it has spread across the whole world now. That just shows, hopefully, world governments will learn that there needs to be basic standards of safety, hygiene, cooperation, communication, so we can all be safe. Just because you live in a remote island or a very siloed off country like China, for example, you cannot escape what is affecting the rest of the world, and vice versa. We cannot escape something which is happening in the other side of this big blue ball of ours. So, I mean, this is a very optimistic wish, if you will. and global governments move, bureaucracies move at a glacial pace. But something tells me, because this virus has infected world leaders like Boris Johnson from the U.S., senators in the U.S., Boris Johnson from the U.K., senators in the U.S., presidents, kings, queens, royals, I think there is going to be a new etiquette, a new level of cooperation between most of the elite of the world, and hopefully that we will benefit, we will get some trickle-down benefits of that. I think it's very essential that we as humanity come together and work towards a more just, a more equitable existence with the flora and fauna that we find ourselves, around ourselves. I think that is very key. This semblance of balance has been lost with humanity. We consume beyond measure. We exploit endlessly. We drive hundreds of species of flora and fauna to extinction every day. This is not sustainable. Now, what human beings have forgotten is because we are living in an ecosystem. We might be the big dog of that ecosystem, as far as we know. But that does not mean there is no ecosystem. We obviously have come to a point in our evolution where we can remake, or at least try to remake, or attempt a remake of the ecosystem we live in. Nevertheless, this world is an ecosystem. We are part of that ecosystem. And when we induce an imbalance in the ecosystem, that invariably affects us. Well, if you ask me, I am not a religious person. I grew up in a mixed family home with parents who belong to two different Abrahamic religions. But I am more of a spiritualist now, connected to a higher truth, if you will, a truth of love, coexistence, tolerance for your fellow man, a woman, and for your fellow animals and flora and fauna. I think it's very key. I mean, it's obviously very commonsensical for us to have a balance with the ecosystem in which we live in. If we cut down trees endlessly, there won't be a forest to protect us from the floods and the rain. If we consume the minerals which lie beneath the surface of the earth, there is definitely going to be a reaction. I mean, all that oil drilling, all that overfishing, all that deforestation, all of that the culling of animals, all of that factory farming, do we really think that is not having an impact? Do we really think that is not going to come back to bite us and our hiney? Of course it is. Of course it is. Indubitably, I have no doubt in my mind that Mother Nature is going to fight back, and Mother Nature is going to try to contain this virus, which is us. We are the virus of this earth. We overconsume, we exploit, we eradicate, we bring to the brink of extinction species every day, or more appropriately, we drive species to extinction every day. This cannot continue. The system needs equilibrium, and it's going to find some. And this virus, as apocalyptic as it sounds, as messianic my voice is, my message might be, but it is just simple nonsense, simple common sense conclusion that we are the imbalance that plagues this earth, and the earth is coming back to finding balance. And regardless of your religious affiliation, I think we all need to bring balance to how we consume, bring balance to how we interact, bring balance and civic duty to the forefront in how we deal with everybody, how we deal with people, how we deal with animals, how we deal with society in general. I think that sense of civic duty, that sense of responsibility, that sense of being a global citizen responsible for what happens next door and doing your due share for the betterment of fellow man, I think that is incumbent upon all of us. We are breathing the same air. We're walking on the same globe. We're living on the same planet. And yet we have been so disassociated for so long. And to be very honest, I think this is sort of a positive thing. This colossal calamity, which is cannibalizing human beings at the rate of millions now. Millions, a million infected. In the US, Italy yesterday, 924 dead. If nothing else, one can take away from this calamity. As an optimistic human being, I feel what I take away from this calamity is I have a resurgent, profound appreciation for my fellow man, for the earth which I live in, and for the flora and fauna that that surrounds me. Folks, if you enjoyed this podcast today, please do check out our Telegram channel. Just open your Telegram app and search for Singapore Leo Podcast. Alternatively, you can type directly into your browser t.me/Singapore Leo Podcast. You could also check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/Singapore Leo. That's one word, Singapore Leo. Thank you, folks, for tuning in today. We'll have more great content for you in the next episode. Stay safe wherever you are. This is Singapore Leo. I'm wishing you all the best.